The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Broadcasting Network. Kodiak's at the board, the technical director and studio engineer here at the program, and standing by, Frank Coleman, author of the book To Russia for Love, The American Man's Best Option, advising American men who are single and frustrated with the dating scene to hightail it the heck out of here and go check out Russia, where the women are waiting by the bushelful. He put an ad in some international publication, and 1,200 women came knocking on his door wanting to marry him. Frank, one of the problems you mentioned with American women is, you say, over the years you've learned that spiritual leadership in a home is a responsibility that God specifically gives to the man. In all your initial discussions with Russian women, you broached this topic, and it appeared to you that the women were very willing to follow your leadership in all spiritual matters. Is that right?
Well, yeah, that's definitely true. Of course, you got to remember, they're coming from the perspective where the state was supposed to be their religion.
Mm-hmm.
But
in other words, one of the things you like about women over there is they understand a little bit your Christian values.
Well, they understand a man's role in certain respects as far as leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a competition. It's a role that they relish a man taking.
And you say here in this country, the common sense and moral elements that are taught in the Bible are shunned by our liberal interest to the profound detriment of our society.
I think over the last 30 years, we've had not to get too political, but a Bill and Hillary Clinton would not be possible in the White House if there weren't something wrong with the people that supported them.
Mm-hmm. And Bill's sexual escapades you find particularly distasteful.
I don't find his sexual escapades. I mean, if his wife isn't taking care of business, mm-hmm. somebody should. But it's the whole fact of the... He never would have had a problem if he just came out and told the truth about everything.
Mm.
In fact, the women in this country would have adored him more.
You don't actually have any problem with the whole Monica Lewinsky thing if he had just said, Hillary's not doing it for me, so I need this gal.
More or less.
Uh-huh.
Same, I mean, it's...
How does that fit into the whole common sense, moral elements taught in the Bible, that sort of thing?
Well, as far as the common sense part of the thing, I don't know that you can call their marriage an actual marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The point that I'd like to make is you got 70% of the women that support Bill Clinton, even knowing that at worst he's a philanderer, or at best he's a philanderer, at worst he's a sexual predator.
Right. This is from your book. Most guys looking at this adventure would naturally want to know what the prospects for sex are in Russia and what is the proper etiquette. In all cases, I was told by folks to pack enough condoms to always be prepared for the opportunity. Being an optimist, I took a variety sampler pack of 75 condoms. Some of the guys on tour didn't plan ahead and were happy to receive some of my surplus condoms. I think that 25 years ago I could physically go through this large number, but these days it would be a rare feat to go through a dozen in 12 days. Of course, definitely doable with different women. Yeah, I know I can come across as a pig.
Yeah. Well, most of the guys that went over there, didn't even think about it beforehand.
Uh-huh. Sounds like in quite a few cases you were checking out the women pretty thoroughly right there on the first night.
Well, not
sometimes,
really.
Sometimes in the restroom, from what I'm reading.
Yeah, that happened. But most of the women we had a correspondent relationship
uh-huh.
going.
Uh huh. And you were looking for an educated gal.
More or less, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, when you go out with a woman that speaks five languages and is highly cultured, it's a different experience.
Now, was that the one that you slipped into the stall with on that first night?
No.
Oh, that was a different... you say here that you would get calls every night at the hotel asking if you wanted a sexual partner for the evening. You said, thank you very much, but you were too tired, often too tired from running around with some of the other gals who were trying to get hitched to you. Yeah, right?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Of course, the mafia controls prostitution in
sure.
that country.
But you also mentioned that you really are the kind of guy who would go for something like that just to have the experience.
Well, you got to try some adventures in life, and that's one I didn't try.
Yeah, and that also, now, you know, how does that fit in with the whole spiritual leader and the relationship deal and all that?
Well, you know, it depends on what you're looking for long term.
Right.
You know, if someone hops into the sack with you the first night, she's obviously not a wife candidate.
And yet, you were...
And yet some of the women would do that.
But you seemed quite thrilled to have that experience with him. In the book, you seemed quite happy.
Well, indeed, there's some fringe benefits.
Uh-huh. You still don't understand why the heck more women didn't find you attractive over here in this country.
I got to tell you, from the perspective of a long-term dating, I really couldn't find out what
the problem was.
What the problem was,
mm-hmm.
And I actually, have gone through some serious evaluation programs. I say if it's problems me, I want to know about it.
And you're pretty sure, in fact, you say in the book that you determined that you, in fact, weren't the problem in any of these relationships.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. Now, you were married to a woman, and the marriage didn't work out. You mentioned that during sex with your wife, you found it necessary often to fantasize about being with someone else.
Uh-huh.
Instead of your wife. Might be the beginning of what was going wrong in that relationship. Might have you ever look at that and say maybe there was a little problem on my end, or was that pretty much your wife again?
Well, the bottom line is, I was married to a manic depressant that was untreated.
Oh, well, then you got to fantasize about another gal. I understand that. How's the book selling?
Actually, the book is selling extremely well. It's sold mostly over the internet.
Uh-huh.
And so far it's sold in 15 different countries on 4 continents.
All right. Well, it sounds like you say your wife's there?
She's in the other room, yeah.
Okay, after the break here, could I chat with her briefly?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Thanks. Hang on just a sec. We'll be back. Folks, right now, we got to go to bottom of the hour news with Kelly Guest.
Thanks, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
Growing violence in the West Bank and Gaza has so far claimed at least 51 lives. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is going in. She's headed to Paris to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat Wednesday. In just a few hours, the countdown will begin for the 100th space shuttle flight. Discovery will head to the International Space Station to deliver a girder-like structure. That launch is set for Thursday night. DFL U.S. Senate candidate Mark Dayton divested himself of some stock today. All of his stock. He wouldn't reveal which stocks he sold or how much they're worth, but financial disclosure forms filed with the U.S. Senate indicate it was very likely a multi-million dollar transaction. Dayton says he dumped his portfolio to get the focus off his stocks and back onto the issues. Planning and protests finally gave way to progress in Minneapolis today. City and housing officials broke ground on the redevelopment project just a few hours ago. The near north side will include 900 new apartments and homes for families of different income levels. Taxpayers, the federal government, and some private funding will foot the bill for the $198 million project. Minneapolis Mayor Sharon Sells Belton said a few words.
We're going to create opportunities for all of us, regardless of our income, to be able to live together in community.
That site used to hold public housing projects. The city demolished it as a result of a lawsuit settled in 1995. Some public housing advocates protested the demolition, saying there wasn't enough replacement housing available. And Wheaties got dissed by 4 champions. Kellogg is putting sprinter Marion Jones, swimmer Jenny Thompson, swimmer Lenny Kraselberg, and sprinter Maurice Green on its cereal boxes. Kellogg signed deals with those four athletes before the Olympic Games, preventing them from promoting any cereal made by locally based General Mills. We've got more with Mishki and Mr. Biobride coming up right now. 58 in the Twin Cities. I'm Kelly Guest for AM 1500 KSTP.